In Depth Podcast, hosted by Barry Marks, Season 2, Episode 5, featuring Raj Equals Greatness. Enjoy the show.
Peace, peace, peace. In Depth Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5. I got one of the best fitters I know on the episode right now. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
It's your boy, Reg, a.k.a. Rhymes Equals Greatness, a.k.a. Raps Extremely Good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you wanted to mean, but it's your boy, Reg, from the BX. We in here. What's up, yes. Barry? What's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, appreciate you being on the pod, bro.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the first interviews I've ever done. Like, the second. I'll say the second.
Oh, wow. So, that's
honor,
cool.
Honor, man. Honor. I listened to the pod. I listened to all the other guests you had on here. And, you know, you're just moving and growing, like, you know.
Trying to. So, yo, the first question I want to ask, Mel, pick the most impactful artist. Or not artist, album from your birth year that has had the most influence on how you make music today?
From my birth year?
From your birth year.
Yeah. I would have to do some research because I was born in 87. Like, you know.
Right.
87? Yeah, I can't really say anything but it got to be Rakim, Follow the Leader, something like that.
Yes, sir.
Gotta be some kind of Eddie Kane, you know what I'm saying? Big Daddy style, whatever the albums. It gotta be in that. Or even KRS-One, even Boogie Down Productions. I don't know if it was My Philosophy, all of those records was out at that time, but I know that's around the time. So I would say Rakim. I would say Rakim and Eric B and Rakim.
Yes, sir. That's my favorite rapper too, man.
Yo, to this day, yo, I went and I listened to the second album, Let the Rhythm Hit Him. Oh my God! Like the vocal tone and the beats that were so dark, but it was still just crazy. Yeah, so I would definitely say Eric B and Rakim. Whatever album was out at 87, because I was born in the straight crack era. So whatever era that was, it had to be them. Yeah.
Facts. All right, so that brings me to my next question. A dream studio session. You get to pick one producer along with you and then three other rappers to be on a track with you. Who are you picking?
One producer, three artists. It could be old, new, dead, alive, all that.
Yep.
So Derringer for the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I need Action Bronson on that joint. And I don't want one of those Griselda-ish kind of Derringer joints. I want the weird shit that he be giving Action Bronson.
Yeah.
And like the Beach Boys and something like that. So Action,
right.
For the producer, Action Bronson. Damn, who's like a dope R&B dude that'll sound dope on like Derringer? Oh, Brent Fires.
Ooh.
Dope on some Derringer. Who would be the third? All right, so let's just keep it like, you know, let's keep it with Benny the Butcher. Like, he's gonna give you straight, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, straight, sir.
You know, projection and delivery, like.
Bruh.
That would be right now, like, you know what I'm saying? The artist, I would love to have a studio session and see how that would go, like.
Right.
Session or whatever.
Man, Brent Fayez on Derringer. What?
All you gotta do is when his part come on, like chop and screw the beat, chop and screw his voice, in and on. And then you're been on. He gotta get on some shit like that.
That would be crazy, man.
He got all the vocals in the background going crazy. Like, yeah. That'll be like a hit, like an underground banger.
Bro, Brent Fayez on Derringer. I would have never thought of that.
It was so hard.
That's what's that. Oh, man. For sure. All right, so my next question. You get to go back in time and visit your younger self. What song of yours are you playing for your younger self and why?
What songs? It could be a group of songs.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, for sure.
I think Swear Down, one of the recent singles I put out, Swear Down, I think it was like the fourth single I dropped this year. Probably was like, I would say not February, January, February, April, May. It would be in like an April or May. It's called Swear Down because it's basically encapsulating everything that I've been through up to this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it would really let my younger self know that, yo, you know what I'm saying? You're special. You have a gift that you should use it a little bit more than what you did up to this point. Like, you know? So, but it's not a regret thing. It's just that, yo, I'm going to let my younger self know, yo, you that nigga in the future. Like,
when it right.
Respectfully.
Facts. And that's the song you sent in, too. So I guess that's a perfect segue to ask you the inspiration. Well, you just talked about the inspiration behind that song. Who was the producer?
His name is Grimy Chops. I met him on Instagram. He up saying that he wanted to collab. And then once I did one joint with him called Silver Hearts, that was one of the first joints because this year this is my most prolific year. Like, I've always released projects, you know, here and there, but now this is where I'm dropping every week, every 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? Or dropping a freestyle and then dropping something I should have been doing years ago.
Right.
But I added to what's going on now. So I met him going hard on Instagram, dropping freestyles. He jumped in the DMs. We clicked, just like how me and you clicked, right before the you know, the whole epidemic
hit. Yeah, facts.
So, you know, but I wasn't going as hard back then when you noticed it. So, you know, shouts out to that. But once I started going hard, he jumped in the DM. And then now we got about three joints together. So, and Swear Down was the second joint. So yeah, Grimy Chops. Shout out to Grimy Chops. Like, I think he's from Philly. If I'm wrong, PA, something like that. But if I'm wrong, forgive me. But yeah. And then when I heard the beat, you know, it's different from, you know, the vibe I've been on is like trying to just show that, like, I could rap. You know what I'm saying? I could rap with the best of them. Like, it was more of me reflecting. So
right.
Myself, if I was to play any song, it would be that one. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, I said 16. Yeah, been doing this for 16. 30 plus, still wonder what this gift means. Worry plus Disney. That's memories of how my childhood might have missed me. Thoughts like Frisbee. Return to leave. Life a curve. You twirl in the breeze. It's everything that I've been through from me going hard with music and then stopping, you know, after personal things. And, you know, life catches up to you and you just starts falling off to the wayside, slacking.
Right.
Me getting my redemption and coming back and showing people that didn't know about me before that, yo, I'm here, like, and I'm competing with the best of them. Yeah, so.
Yes, sir. Dope. And we're going to play that at the end of the pod, too, for sure.
That's my shit.
Yes, sir. So that brings me to my next question, man. Wanted to ask you, let me try to get this question together. Let's see now. Okay, so what would you say up to this point is has been your biggest challenge in the music industry, and how have you overcome that challenge?
My biggest challenge, honestly, is being social. Like, it's not being a recluse and not being in my bubble. Like, you know, cause you know, when I'm left to my own devices, I could mastermind anything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Any feeling, any kind of emotion that maybe I might even be having at the time, but if anything I went through, I can muster that by myself.
Right.
But getting around people and trying to explain it to them, getting on social media and telling people, yo, you know, that's been my challenge. Like, because I was rapping before, you know, I'm older, so I was rapping before there was a social media.
Right.
I was telling a lot of the dudes I was around, or like, you know, around when the, like, they started first getting with the Facebook, when it was just for students, when MySpace was really getting cranked up to where you can get, like, you know, notoriety off of, you know, and then this was the first start of the blogs, Two Dope Boys, Nah Right. So I'm telling the people around me, I'm like, yo, this internet shit is about to be the only way. Like, they're like, nah, we'll do a guerrilla style. Like, you know what I'm saying? We'll just sell CDs out the back of our trunks.
Right.
I thinking that that was the way. So the biggest challenge is me, like trying to, like, it's like culture shock, like trying to get used to what I have to do here on the internet. Like,
right.
Get out. It's a wrap. Like, it's over.
Adapting, basically.
That efficient and moving like a machine, and it's over, because I always had the talent. That I just, like, I'm playing catch up.
Basically. For sure. I think the thing that I'm learning with this industry is, like, I don't know. I had this, like, imaginary fixation on things getting easier the further I got along, and it doesn't, man.
We got to deal with different types of people and characters, and, you know, not saying that there's doors blocking you, because you could break open any doors you want on your own, but without having the knowledge that some people have, you're gonna be running around in the circle. Like, so you got to get social. Like, I told my homie before I turned on the camera, I'm like, yeah, I got to do this interview. I got to be social. Like, you know, that's a little inside joke we got. Like,
right.
And social, it's the only way at this point. Like, it they made it to where this is how it is. Like,
nah, facts.
Or you could be an artist. I think Kendrick and J. Cole and all of them, they were the last of the artists that can be artists.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have to be, like, just everything to everybody. Like, everybody has you in whatever little box they got you in. If you ain't in that, no. They kind of float above that, and they were the last of that generation. And I'm the same age as them niggas. So I'm like, yo, when I get on, like, I'm gonna talk my shit to these niggas. Like, yo, I'm the same age as y'all. Just y'all got on before me. Like,
Right. Facts.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. Like, and that's the biggest challenge.
I'm
getting it. It's you know, it took me a little while, but I'm getting it now, and, you know, it only get better from here.
Yes sir. So now normally I ask the guests, I switch it up. Sometimes I ask for a mental health tip. Sometimes I ask for a spiritual tip. Specifically for you, give two tips you could give for life.
Life tips, being a 35-year-old black man in America. Life tips. You gotta really give yourself some credit for just getting up and doing it every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just living life every day. Because, you know what I'm saying, there's so many things that's like, it make it hard for people to go on. Like, and they feel like it's no hope. Like I said, with the internet, you here to where you can talk to millions of people.
Right.
Still alone at the end of the day. When you click off and you turn this off, you still got to deal with yourself. So just give yourself some credit. Like, you know what I'm saying? No matter what the situation is, give yourself some credit that you get up every day and that, you know, you're making something happen.
For sure.
Everybody ain't got a small business. Everybody ain't got a side hustle. Everybody ain't got, you know what I'm saying, what you got, but you have, you know what I'm saying, your life, and you have another day. Like, so that's one. And damn, he getting deep. He talk about life advice.
Yes, sir.
Life advice. Read books.
Yes.
Read books. That would be the biggest, you know what I'm saying? I done read everything, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything. The dictionary, the source, the Bible, the Quran, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, media. Because, you know, like I said, to take it back to being a caveman. back in the day, kids, when you had to do a project for school, we didn't have a computer. You had to go and get the encyclopedia. So once I learned little shit here and there from that, I just read it. I would go to when Barnes and Nobles was a thing. I'm in New York, so you know the Barnes and Nobles that's downtown. Everybody know what I'm talking about. If you're in New York, they close it down now. But you could just go in there. You ain't got to buy the books. You go in there and read them. And I would just go in there. I'm 19, 20. I'm going in there reading self-help books back then. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trying to figure shit out. Like, so yeah, read books. Yeah, hell yeah. And then books are like, people are giving them away now. Like, they're giving them. Right. You know, I got two kids. Like, I take them to the library every day at a certain time, and they give you three books. Each kid. So, read books, please.
This is a great, great life advice, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. All right.
If we had real time, I would go out there and show you my little fake library I had, but, we'll probably do it for season 3 or 4 or something like that.
Yes, sir. For sure. All right, so last two questions before I get you to plug yourself in. I got to hear some bars, Mel.
Bars?
Yes, sir.
I said, yo, nah, stop. Yo, removing spirits with a pen, for they knew what a ghostwriter was. Came swinging out the blue on the web like spider cuz. Even with a lighter buzz, everything I brush, it get lit with the lightest touch. Lit, get them lighters up. Now that's back to Queen Bee. Cause after the sting, you gonna see me. And I'll die for this literature that I'll spit at you. Lyrics at a higher percentage of what you niggas does. And we quick to hit them up. Pressure. Mars and Red, stay throwing the X up. New Age Outlaws, stay throwing the X up. Me and Mars next up. Names go around the Atlas for rap acrobatics. Rhymes, you make them backflip up. Skip the theatrics. Who chasing clout? I lay them out. For me, that action is the reaction. Pack it up. Wrap it up, acceptance speeches. Take them to war, these shells you see left in these beaches. R.E.G. is rapping extremely good. Just happened to see I could actually lead a hood with a gift that's bestowed on me. When it got the gold on me, sinner but the flow holy. Like, our Father, thank you for making the bars harder. Something I can never fail at from this Hellcat trying to dodge charges. Been off their transmission, got a car logger. You scam likely, that plan pricey for small talkers. So come on down, you done fucked up now. I done moved your rules, but I'm from uptown, baby. Don't try to play me, I ain't in the sports or video games. I pull your plug till it's memory loss, boy. I'm really a boss and a king. I turn thoughts into things to make a springboard for my offspring. That's it.
Come on, man.
To make a springboard for my offspring, yeah.
Say that bar again.
The last bar?
The one, yeah.
Don't try to play me. I ain't in the sports or video games. I pull your plug till it's memory loss, boy. I'm really a boss and a king. I turn thoughts into things to make a springboard for my offspring.
Oh my goodness.
No sky at the limit is something a sure thing. So I'm aiming at the moon. Know the whole thing, something like that.
Oh man, crazy! Oh my goodness,
thank you.
Oh man, see, you know, like I'm blessed to be in the presence of a lot of youngins these days, you know, and the one thing they don't get that we got was the cipher circles, man.
Yeah, no, that's how I write my rhymes. Like, this is a lost art. Like, I don't write my rhymes. People come to me to this day, be like, yo, when you rhyme, nigga, you should battle. Like, battle rap. I'm like, I love battle rap. Like, I'm a battle rap. I'm obsessed with it.
Right.
Really, it's in between. Like, it's in between battle rap, like, you know, as far as punchlines and making shit string together, but really cipher verses that I write to this day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But exactly. You know, I come up with some kind of catchy little hook in between it, but it's really Cypher verses. Like, these are verses that back in the day, walking around, I would stack up 10 of these verses to walk around because I know I'm going to run into somebody, yo, spit some, and then we got to go 10 rounds. Like,
yeah.
So it's really the same thing, like, but Cypher verses, not battling somebody, really looking them up, searching their history, their girlfriends, and all that.
Right.
That's definitely a lost art. Like, yeah.
Nah, 100%, like, man. Like,
and people don't really want to go into the deep, dark water when you have to freestyle. Like, you have to really come off the top of the dome. Like, that's even a scary realm for me. Like, I get scared.
For real?
When they say you got to go off the top of the dome. I'm like, nah, nigga, I got 316s here ready.
Right.
Off the top. Like, so they're not ready for that conversation. Like, yeah, that's a lost art of being in the cipher, but imagine they say you got to go off the top.
I'm not going to hold you, bro. I'm kind of nice off the top, man. I'm not going to hold you.
Yo, you want to know something shocking? I'm not. Like, I'm nice off the top. But, you know, it got to be, you right. It got to be something on the line, or it got to be niggas in front of me that's really listening. Like, if I'm just bullshitting with my homie, like, I start, you know, mumble mouthing and running off with my sentences, but I don't know, because back in high school, I was in the improv club. Like, you know, I know how to take advantage of a situation,
right.
But keep momentum is hard off the top. Like, because I feel like me personally with my writtens, I feel like I got writtens that could beat anything that you got off the top personally.
Right.
If you got something off the top, you can talk about what I got on and all that. I can still rebuttal that because my writtens are so good.
Right.
But yeah, that's just a safety net.
Right. I feel it, bro. Man, like,
that's the safety net.
Shoot, when I was in Job Corps, man, me and one of my homies, this was before I even started freestyling. We just told each other, like, yo, we're gonna freestyle every day until we get good. And that's exactly what we did, you know?
And yeah, okay. So that's conditioning, yeah.
Facts, bro. Yo, that brings us to the end of the pod, man. Go ahead, plug yourself in, your Instagram, Twitter, all that, man. Anything you got coming up?
It's your boy, Reg. It's Rhymes Equal Greatness on all social media, on all like streaming platforms. It's Rhymes Equals Greatness. Because I had to kind of change, you know, make my name unique. So now it's Rhymes Equal Greatness on all streaming platforms. I've been dropping every 2 weeks. Hit my Instagram is RegMusicT104. RegMusicT104. As soon as you put Reg Music, I should pop up and you're gonna know the face, like, cause you know. As far as what I got going on, this year, 2022. I'm on your ass. Like, I'm on everybody's back. Like, I'm just there. It's like Shudder. You ever see that movie Shudder? When the ghost was on that nigga back at the end of the movie? Like, he's just sitting there in the crazy house and the bitch is on his back. I'm on your back like that. Expect from me every month. But I'm going to drop a full length project. I don't want to give it a date, but I definitely will say by like the winner, by the time we celebrating Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, I'm going to have a full-length project. And trust me, whatever I'm putting out right now is going to be totally different when it comes to this project. You're not supposed to tell them you're setting them up, but I'm going to tell you because you're still not going to see the twist coming. I'm setting y'all niggas up. Like, I'm setting niggas up for the okey-doke. Because when project in the wintertime, you know, it's, oh man. You know, when you can't even like muster what you want to say about it because you don't want to jinx it. But yeah. Yo, but thank you, brother. Thank you.
Hey.
And then, you know, for everybody that didn't know, me and your main man, the maestro right here, we got multiple tracks together. Like, so check out, you know, what is it, Dream Therapy? Folklore is Fountain Folklore.
Fountain Folklore, yeah.
And, I think the Fall Gone, that was just a single.
Yeah.
Got multiple joints together. Like, and that's crazy. This is the first time we ever like spoke face the camera vocally.
Facts. Man, yeah. Appreciate you being on the pod, bro. For real, man.
Appreciate you.
Most def. In-depth podcast, episode 5, season 2. Peace, everyone. Take it easy.
Peace.
Yeah. It's that talk. It's that tribe talk. Grammy chop, 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 chop. Yeah. This is Boss Ting. A bunch of orphans that made a bunch of offspring. If the fall came, they gon' leave or they gon' all change. To the coffin dip and I drift into the lost grace. This is all faith and I ain't in all haste. More maniacal plus uninspired. Steady trying till I'm tired. I done should have been retired. Put in work tirelessly since I was 16 with big dreams. 30 plus, still wondering what this gift means. Worry plus Disney, that's memories of how my childhood might have missed me. Thoughts like a frisbee, return to leave, life a curfew, you're twirling the breeze. But it all comes back with lessons in that umpteen. Always had one dream, with my team running screens. So these fights never really won deed. It's human centipede, a dozen hands and feet. Or the peach stutter like gutter man, won't even speak. And my brother the other hand, that's gonna sweep the scene. Ozone turbo, that's mock speed, feel like I'm top 3. Fact, it's hot beat, my heart will grow apart like a knock knee. Dark like Topsy and Boxy, I see. This is Boss Ting, a bunch of orphans that made a bunch of offspring. If the fall came, they gon' leave or they gon' all change. To the coffin dip and I drift into the lost grace. This is all down. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Stuck in my foolish pride. When it's up and it's do or die, no discussion of who gon' ride. My brothers move by my side. Keep the tribe slide for me. This camaraderie makes any opposite the one side of me. They want policy, but honesty is all I gotta speak. And my modesty has never been a sign of weak. Whoever want try me better find a seat. Cause if I gotta creep, your consciousness will play hide and seek. Monsterous, shake the pavement on the street. So to keep it safe to peace, please don't make a scene and wake the beast, please. I only been a good nigga for a minute. Looking back in remembrance of all the shit that I done been in. Now I'm living for my chillin', I'm chillin', fam. Play the villain. When you winning, they just wanna trade positions. Wanna change, they ending, but this all was written. I stayed true to myself, and that's what makes me the realest. Nigga, this is Boss Ting. A bunch of orphans that made a bunch of offspring. If the fall came, they gon' leave, but they gon' all change. To the coffin dip, and I drift into the lost grace. This is all fate. Yeah, this is just me. Like every day, like eternally. That's why my stage name has always been Red. So all I can do is be me, man. Just do what I do.
Tell me something.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 5 of season 2 of In-Depth Podcast. Tune in next Monday for episode 6 featuring Rock Molly. In-Depth Podcast.